there ever been a doubt that you couldn't hear me?
I can hear you.
I know you could.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Board member items for discussion? Anyone? Public comment. Any member of the public may address the board on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of the board. The board will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the board cannot act on any items not on the agenda. Presentations are limited to 3 minutes. Anybody from the public? Seeing none. Review and approval of the minutes, April 13th.
Madam President, I think we ought to spell Oceano correctly on the April 13th minutes, item number 4, the next for M in Oceano.
Do we have a majority to approve these?
Three. Yes, you only need three.
A majority of those present.
Okay. All right.
We don't have that.
No, we don't have that.
Which ones?
Let's see.
Only one of them do we have to.
Yeah, you can approve the minutes of...
The special meeting.
18.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, the 13th cannot be approved because Jim would have to be here for that.
I'll move we accept the minutes of the 18th.
Okay. It's been moved to accept the minutes of April 18th. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Any public comment?
Thank you, Vice President Mann. Peggy Wilson, Oceano. Having attended the meeting of the 18th, the special meeting, I believe I submitted written comments to the board at that time, and I did not find them included in the record or attached to the minutes, and I would like to ask that that be made so.
I believe our...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, this is public. That was public. I don't want to turn into a debate. It's okay.
Oh.
But I think if you read our rules, you're okay.
Did we... not getting into a debate here. Did we have written comments from you, Peggy? I don't remember.
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe so. They would have been handwritten, but I do believe that I submitted written comments
on
requesting, yes, ma'am,
okay.
Requesting that future special meetings be held, that future business of that type be held at regularly scheduled meetings, or that provision be made for AGP video to take those special meetings. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We still have her written comments. Let's just attach it to this, please. Mitch?
No, I'm trying to read it. I don't believe that our... I'm trying to find out. I thought it specifically said that attachments weren't to be included, but I'd have to study this a little bit. Anyway.
They are in the clerk's file.
They are in the
official minutes.
The file.
Official
clerk's
file?
The clerk's file, yes.
Okay, it's in the clerk's file. All right, to approve these minutes now. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Three ayes and one for not being here. Abstention. Okay. Fire items, none? No fire items tonight? Utility items, cleaning and inspection of the district sewer lines.
This is our ongoing disclosure of the cleaning of the declaration of an emergency after the December 22nd, 2004 earthquake. We need a 4-5 vote.
Okay.
I'll move to continue the emergency.
Looking for a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Any public comment? Bring it back to the board. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
None. Did notice tonight that our Mr. Davis is not here. It's because he's doing his job. He's down in the hole, down in the street, across from Pamela Dean's house. So he did not want to be with us, but he's taking care of important business down there. The desalinization, do you want to take us into that, please?
And also identify any kind of funding mechanisms that the consultant will offer at the time of the report is written. So the staff's recommendation is that $3,300 would probably would be well spent money, that we would at least have an evaluation of what desalinization is about. I've had a meeting since this last time this was brought before the board, and this time with the city of Aurora Grandy and the city of Grover Beach, and both of their engineers went to a conference in Las Vegas where they talked about desalinization, and the educational and the operational methods of utilizing desal is increased tremendously, and both of them were very impressed by what they saw at this meeting. Not being an engineer, I probably wouldn't get anything close to what they got out of it. But they were impressed by the information they received at those meetings, and they were more excited about the study after going to that conference in Las Vegas. Anyway, the item before you this evening is the consideration to expend $3,300 for an evaluation of desal for the Oceano, Aurora Grandy, and Grover Beach.
Discussion on the board? David?
Well, this was on the agenda the other night. We kicked it around a little bit when there was only three of us here. And I don't really have any strong feelings one way or the other. I'd be glad to go along with whatever the majority of the board would like to do.
Bill?
I think in the long-term benefit of the community of Oceano, it would be good that we participate in this study. We don't know what's going to happen in the future in our community, and we have good water now, but you know, anything could happen. And if we don't pay attention to desalination now, you know, there's no guarantee that we're always going to have state water. I don't feel anyways. So desalination would be an option if that was to go away.
All right.
Well, I think we're very fortunate in the foresight that the board members prior to myself have had at this board, to where the of all the Oceano of the four entities within Oceano right now, we are setting the best situation that of the four for water. But we are looking at some water shortfalls with build out in the future, and I think that any source of water should be looked at continually. So I would be in favor of this study.
I also think that it was it's probably a good investment to see what's out there, and maybe we won't need it, but to take a look, I think that would be good. Open this to the public now. Yes, ma'am, please step up, say your name.
Hello, I'm Elvira Gregorio from McKean Street, and I would like to know what desalination means.
Okay, we'll let one of our Mitch explain.
Okay, what it is it takes brackish or seawater and removes the impurities from it, and it makes it into potable water. Potable water is drinking water. It makes it to drinking water quality. So basically, it takes seawater, just like if you go on a cruise ship, the water that's on a cruise ship is comes from a desal plant that's built into the ship. And so basically, it takes seawater, makes it drinkable water.
What what contaminated the water in the first place.
Well, it's just the ocean. You can't drink ocean water.
Okay, but why is our water?
Our water is fine.
Oh.
Our water is fine. We're just going to be about, by the time we build out our whole community, mm-hmm. we will be about 450 acres, approximately 450 acre feet short of what we need for our use of.
Because when I first came here, Daddy made a well, and the water was perfect. All of a sudden, we had a pump, and we had a pipe. So that's, but I didn't know this was connected with water.
Yeah, it's takes seawater and makes it drinkable water.
Well, what about the water from Locust? That is good water.
Yes, ma'am.
I know, because I live there.
Agree with you.
Number one, now they have boats in there.
Any other public comment? Step to the mic and give your name, please.
It's been a long time since I've been here. My name is Kerry Langford. I live on 1350 Essex Quarry, which is a fertilizer, which they would love. But anyway, they're finding that the salt water coming from their sewer plant has almost as much salt water as the intrusion of their water system from the ocean. But so they are talking about possibly putting in a desal plant from the sewer plant, but they are getting quite a good quantity of water from just their sewer plant alone, but that's strictly for agricultural use. So they're looking at further development. So they're looking at their water table that's in the soil or in the ground strictly for residential use, private use, not commercial. So if that's a possibility that you might want to look at in the, you can talk to them. I can put you in charge of the guy at Ocean Mist Farms that's running the whole thing for the whole valley. But. Anyway, I found it interesting that it was starting to come up, and I just did a whole bunch of research and spent half a day with the guy talking to him about that. So it's $3,300. It's well spent money.
Thank you very much. Any other public comment?
Vice President Mann, Peggy Wilson, Oceano. As I said to you last week, I favor this inclusion of Oceano's efforts and investment in this study. Everything's been said. I'm very grateful that you all are moving or appear to be moving in the direction of moving ahead with this, and I find this technology very exciting. So thank you.
Bring it back to the board. Any other comments?
No, we got one more.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's okay. Joe Shacker, Oceano. I'm just curious. The $3,300, is that a third of the total cost?
Yes.
And as things proceed, is Oceano, is it just a third all the time? Or is it maybe a percentage of who's grown the most, who has the most to gain from something of this nature? I know it's early for this.
I believe that this survey, it's simply a study, and it's a flat $10,000, and it's split between the three of us.
In the future, who's going to grow the most? Grover's already landlocked. And is Oceano going to grow more? Do they need more water than we do? Is that a consideration this early? Or not saying I'm against this thing, but I'm just curious about cost in the future, not the $3,300. Yeah.
We'll be talking about some of those things.
Okay, thank you.
Karen White, 1566 Hiawatha Lane, Halcyon. I'm the Halcyon representative on the advisory committee. I just think now we're starting to use Oceano water, and we certainly support this effort. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bring it back to the board now. Any other comments? Looking for a motion?
I just would like to say thank you for the people in the public that came to address this issue. Thank you for doing that. I'll make a motion to support this study.
I'll second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. Do we need a roll call on this, Mitch?
No, you can just do it by voice.
Okay.
Aye.
Any opposed? I just needed to ask one thing. On the cleaning and inspection, I noticed that it said roll call vote, and we didn't do a roll call. Is that all right, or do we need to go back?
You don't need a roll call. You just need to make sure that you get the...
All right, thank you. Construction of the sewer and water lines, Mitch.
Okay, the this is a rebid on the Juanita and McCarthy sewer line and water line. We recommend the award of the bid to Art Baker for a sum of $439,682.80.
Yes, Dave.
This is the FEMA money here?
Yes.
And we had an estimate for lower than this, but the contractor backed out. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, what they did is they on the first day of the job, submitted a change order, which added another $300,000 to their bid, which made their bid over $500,000. $299,000, some dollars that they added up to the first day. They were on the job like 2 or 3 hours, and they submitted a change order for $299,000.
Okay, did we get this pre-approved from FEMA for that bid, or is it good they just going to pay for what?
This is one of the work, you know, work orders that are in there. There's a packet of things that go along, and the amount of money that's spent is what they reimburse us on.
Okay.
Because we had no idea, you know, we have our estimates, but you know, this bid came in over the engineer's estimate, and that's
the on our front page here. It says
$336,040. The cost of repair is 50% or more of the cost of replacement they will replace. And so our recommendation, since it's 92% of the amount, that we would go with alternate A and replace the line rather than repair it.
Yeah, that'll save us money down the line because it'll last a lot longer.
Brand new line.
Yeah.
So does the... when we have a motion, it needs to say alternate A.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Somebody want to make
looking
it?
Looking for a motion, please.
I'll make the motion that we award the contract to R. Baker under A.
Okay.
Alternate A.
Need a second, please?
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor? Roll call on this one.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director Bookout?
Yes.
Vice President Sam?
Yes. Okay, moving on to item 8, administrative items. Are we having a little temper over there today?
No, we're doing fine.
Item 8A is the financial statement for 75% of the year, or to March 31st. And to date, we have received revenues of $1.960 million, and our expenses have been $1.865. At this point, we have an excess of revenues over expenditures of $106,000.
Any
tracking well with our budget.
Any comments from the board on that? Any comments from the public on the financial statement? If not,
receive and file,
please. The quarterly investment report for the period ending 3/30/05.
Okay, as you can see, the interest rates are increasing slightly. We're above the 1.9 range. District balance as of the March 31st is $2 million. As you can see, the balance as of the previous quarter was $2.5 million. The difference is that we paid $322,725 to the state water project, $85,000 to Lopez, $76,000 to the Sand District. We paid the annual insurance premiums of $35,000, engineering costs of $18,000 for our FEMA, and our $11,000 for the groundwater suit, and we spent $7,500 for pagers, coming to a total of $550,000. That's the difference between the two numbers. And I thank Gina for those.
Thank you.
So as you can see, we generated $11,000 worth of interest during the last quarter. and we are tracking, and we're in good financial condition. Any questions?
Any questions or comments from the board? Any questions or comments from the public? Hearing none, receive and file. The consideration of the policy concerning minutes, since Jim's not here, let's table that so all five of us are here to discuss action item minutes, please. A report of the district representatives. I'll go first, I guess. Vern's going to report on the community enhancement meeting, so I'll talk about the finance committee. The finance committee was met on Monday, April 25th. Director Bookout sat in for President Hill, who was unable to attend. Consideration of Peggy Wilson's request for accounting of staff's time on the OCCI project is being referred to the board as a whole to consider that. So we'll have that on an agenda, and along with Peggy's written comments, please, that we received from her on that. The next thing we talked about was the rate study. This is the first of several meetings which will be necessary. Just a little history and general information for those of you here who are not real familiar with this. Our last rate study was done in 1996, and I believe that that was conducted by Wallace and Associates. And currently we're looking at a couple of these following needs. We were looking at how much water we have, and when they do a rate study and they look at to see how much water you're going to need that's in the nut for our share. And to date, the water treatment plant's already at $21 million. Now, our percentage of those two figures is not a big percentage, 6.9, but according to my accounts, that comes to about $2.6 million that Oceano's going to have to pay. So that's one. That's a big item that we're looking at. You know, there's no, it's like death and taxes. There's no getting away from it. The next item that we need to decide for our rate study is, do we want to have a flat rate structure? That's where everybody pays the same per unit, whether you're a business or whether you're a person, an individual resident. Or do we want to do it like we currently do? Right now, up to six units, you pay us about $22.30. Is that it? $23.94. 7 to 25, you add an additional $2.25 per unit. 25 plus is $2.93 per unit. And then for the commercial folks, they have additional charges for the sizes of their mains. That's the system we use now. We could say we want to use that, just continue with that kind of system. Or do we want to just have a flat rate? That's something we have to decide on. Then the next item will be, we need to decide, do we want to spend $25,000 to $40,000 to have an outside firm do this for us? The difference in between the $25,000 and $40,000 is how many public meetings do you want to have to educate and take public input on this? You know, if for the 25, I think they just do the rate study and they say, here it is, and we say to our ratepayers, this is what you're going to pay. The 40 would be would include several public meetings in there to make the bad taste a little easier to swallow, because nobody likes rate hikes. Or we can have staff do it. We already pay our staff. It doesn't cost us more money for staff to do this. That's one of the things we have to look at. The next meeting is scheduled for Monday, May 9th at 2 p.m. Public is welcome to come if you want to. More than happy to have you sit in, listen. Comments are appreciated. At that time, we'll be looking at reserves, our depreciation schedules and our current debt service and what we want to do with those kind of things. So that's the report of the Finance Committee. Let's see what else. The Sand District, things are running as normal. We continue to pay for a little bit of, it seems like every time it's paying a few more payments on the repairs that are being made. The contractor does so much, and they bring in the bill, and we hold back 10% and process the payments. That's what's going on at the Sand District right now. And I went to LAFCO today. It was 1 week late, so we did have LAFCO today. First time since I've been there that they have somebody come in and say, I want to disassociate. There's a little 9 acres in Napoma that decided that they didn't want to be in there. They wanted to pull out so that they could have a well. They could go in with some people for a well, and they would... She's laughing at me. This is.
We're laughing because they told her don't write that down. It's my competition.
Anyway, the man came and said, I don't want to be a part of this because I can get better water from the well that's a neighbor has, and he's allowed to join into that. So we all had a good laugh at that. That was pretty quick. Other than that, nothing really went on with LAFCO, except we did approve the budget, and the number of applications that they thought would come in last year didn't materialize, so we're not, we have a shortfall for the year between our revenue and budget, and there's always one way to get more money is to pass it on to your do I want to call them shareholders or participants? But a number of us said this is a little late to say that you want to increase. We can't increase what we're asking from the special districts, the cities, and the counties at this point because we are already working on budgets. They need much, can't tell you the week before you're doing your budget that, oh, gee, what I told you 2 months ago, it's going to be more. So. We told the two people that thought we should do that wasn't a good idea. We will be using the reserves there we have.
Successful wouldn't cost us anything. We would hope to get a thermal locator?
Thermal imager
out of it. And so we'll be applying for that grant. And then the other thing is on the survey, all the door hangers have been out, are out on doors now, and there's three meetings scheduled to where you can learn about what the survey is all about. They're going to have one in this building, one in the mobile home park, and then one over at the Peak Temple in the house. And that's about it. Unless you can add something to it, Bill.
Pancake breakfast, May 14th.
And that's all I have.
Director Bookout.
Oceano Housing Advisory. During the meeting, many things have happened with Oceano Housing and Advisory, but one of the things, if you come into Oceano, our state parks, it was discussed with state parks at the last meeting. Well, we had a special meeting today, but on April 18th, our regularly scheduled meeting, we had state parks there. And when you come into Oceano, the signs say Pismo State Beach, and the question was asked, why not Oceano Dunes, Dunes State Park Beach, and giving Oceano identity? And according to the representative that was there, there is a possibility now, I believe they moved their station down here and they don't have it in Pismo, where we could get some credit for our dunes that are ours and are associated with Oceano. On April 18th, we had a meeting, and we had one very heated debate, lasted an hour and a half, and it was regarding the Oceano Community Center review. If you got a chance to watch the news tonight, Channel 12, that meeting was televised on there. I opposed that issue there, for I felt was a violation of the Brown Act, the way it was handled. However, after I talked with Supervisor Cacho today, he seemed to think that there was no Brown Act violation there. I differ, but that's if Cacho seems to think that, then that's pretty much the way it is. Our special meeting today, I got some bad news for the directors, as the governor once made a movie Terminator. We have been terminated. We are no longer a voting member on the Oceano Halcyon Advisory Committee. We have been a standing member, voting member from the beginning, and as of today, we are no longer a member. Airport land use. I contacted our city attorney, our community attorney, regarding this, and I live within 500 feet of the airport. Even though there's not a conflict, but I'm going to step off of this board or this committee. That's my notice there. As our airport now is having a major revamp, and I think you're going to see some good things happening around the airport and improvements. That's it.
I wasn't cutting you off.
No, I'm done.
She was cutting me off.
Director Dahl.
Okay. Community enhancement met April 4th. The meeting was open to the public, and the subject of the committee was on curbs, gutters, and sidewalks. We had several people attend, which was nice. Four of them spoke in favor of the curbs, gutters, and sidewalks, and four people spoke against it. And so it was kind of fairly evenly divided. There was a question on whether there is a need for the statement on about curbs, gutters, and sidewalks in a will serve letter. That issue is going to be handled at another committee at another time. And as far as the committee making any kind of recommendations or so, the only thing the committee felt was that if there's a decision to be made for whether this board supports or does not support curbs, gutters, and sidewalks, it's something that should be brought to the board and discussed at the board level. That's it for that committee. The Parks and Recreation Committee that also met April 4th, Bill reported on last meeting. I really don't have anything to add to that other than one of the sites that was located, which was close to the Halcyon area.
To negotiate with Alex on the new rates that will be charged for. And that's done, right, Mitch?
Right, that's correct. It'll be on the next agenda. Dollars can find it.
Or I'm going to bring it to Mitch tonight in this place.
It does become effective until July 1st, so we have time to put behind that. It has been completed.
Okay. Any other comments from the board? Anybody else forget anything? Okay. Public comment.
Thank you, Vice President Mann. Peggy Wilson, Oceano. And I'm speaking to you now as the chair of the Oceano Halcyon Advisory Committee, and I need to offer public comment to correct the misinformation just broadcast to your viewing audience by Mr. Bookout's report. First, I'd like, however, to clarify, it is I am not aware that the Oceano Halcyon Advisory Committee meeting of April 18th has been televised, and if in fact that is the case, I'm sure we'll all be happy to know that, and I will verify that with AGP video shortly. Secondly, as to the alleged heated debate that took place at that meeting, maybe we were at different meetings, or maybe that debate meeting was the one that was actually televised. We did discuss several things and did a great deal of work that evening. And among the things we did do was have a long, long overdue discussion of the Oceano Community Center project due to its breadth and scope and the legitimate questions being posed by not only members of the committee, but members of the public as well. As far as it being heated or debated, I don't really recall it being that much of a debate. There was a little bit of back and forth, but it seems to me I did most of the talking since I had the most to say. But that can be a matter of subjectivity. As far as today's special meeting was concerned, please let me be clear to you, and you may rely on the minutes and the tape recorded video and the agenda. Let us be very clear. The OCSD was not removed as a member of the committee. Again, I will restate, the Oceano Community Services District's membership was not removed from the Oceano Halcyon Advisory Committee. We did, however, revise or modify, if you will, OCSD's membership as a voting member of the committee due to response to conflict of interest questions that have been raised. And these are not new questions of conflict, and they have been long overdue in being addressed. And once again, please let me assure you, the Oceano Halcyon Advisory Committee values and plans to remain in very close touch with the OCSD's input on that committee. And we did not remove OCSD's membership from the Oceano Halcyon Advisory Committee. It was modified to more closely align with the way that we have the Board of Supervisors liaison to our committee. And finally, I would have one last question for Director Bookout. Can you spell slander?
Thank you very much. Any other public comment?
Yeah, just a quick one. Well, why do we need a thermal imaging device? Even if it is for free, I mean, why do we need one in our fire department?
You know what they're for? You know how they're used?
Well, I would assume they're used to find heat matter, something putting out heat, thermal, in that might be in rubble or underground, or you know, this brings to mind disasters of some kind that you'd be looking for bodies or people that are still alive. But I don't see that kind of a disaster probability in Oceano.
House fire. That's Roy Granny has one, and that's what they use it for. There's a house fire. The house is full of smoke. They you can actually monitor what the camera sees outside and send in, you know, whatever equipment you need to do whatever you need to do.
Oh, okay.
But that's what it's for, is smoke-filled rooms, looking for people.
Yeah, okay. That's good. All right, I just wanted to clarify. Thanks.
Beach was rolling up on the scene, and I looked down there, and I walked down there, not out of looky-loo, but I also, years and years ago, I had a little bit of life-saving. I was a L.A. City lifeguard, so I was going down there to see if I could help in any way whatsoever, even hold on just a Band-Aid. But the Oceano Fire Department was already on scene. They were attending to the three ladies that were on the ground. Grover Beach, I don't know what his title was, but any commander, whatever he was, anyway, he came up and he took charge of the whole scene incident. A second ambulance was called in. And I came from the big city of Los Angeles. I've been around number, and I've seen some times when some instances have happened where emergency personnel on the scene and watched them work. And I have to say that I was so extremely impressed with the way that this whole incident was happened. And it was not just a Band-Aid injury case there. And my hat is off to Oceano and to Grover and the cooperation between them and the way that everything was conducted. And if Oceano needs more medical training, more medical equipment, or firefighting equipment, boy, I'm all for it. You know, I don't care if you raise our monthly fees or something, $5 a month, I'll write you out a check tonight if that's the type of medical and emergency service that I would receive. It is money very well spent, and it's not just the money, it's just the training, it's just everything, and the way that everybody worked together and the coordination there, it was just extremely impressive. And you know, like I say, I'm just really grateful for the firefighters that are around here.
Thank you very much. Any other public comment? Board member items for discussion.
I would like to go back to what Peggy's last comment was. There was mentioned that there was a copy tape of today's special meeting, and I don't know how we'd get a copy of that, but I feel like my freedom of speech was withheld from me at this meeting, and this should be looked at for her last comment.
Okay. Any other board item?
I have nothing.
I have nothing.
I don't either. Consideration of the warrants.
I move we pay the warrants.
Second.
All those in favor of paying the bills?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry, seconded that.
Burn. Pay the bills, Mitch. Written communications. Anything received?
Yes, we received a communication from Pismo Beach concerning the we're trying to end this lawsuit with the five cities. There will be a joint meeting between councils and district management to meet with the attorneys that we've been paying for all these years, and this included. That's been in the works for the last a long time. It's really coming to a head in the last couple of weeks, so we've got a communication today that we will be doing a conference call on that in the next week.
Anything else?
That's the water lawsuit?
Yeah,
the
Santa Maria lawsuit.
Valley. So the cash cow has died now for those ladies?
Yeah, they put all their kids through Stanford, so I guess.
Okay. I move we adjourn.
Thank you.
No, I thought this was American. I really thought that was.
You ever been to one of those?